a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. Don't know what happened to my intro there. It's like we actually spent like minutes working on this thing. the evils of all stops. Exactly. Get a hammer. It always works. Monday night here, the 15th of October. Welcome to the program. 2007, the year if you're keeping track. We're glad you're with us. Going to be open lines tonight. On the program, our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Okay, one little thing I'd like to do tonight. Try maybe just a little new feature out on the program. It's called You Rant. And what if you've got a subject on your mind that you just want to just go totally ballistic on, as long as you're not getting nasty. I'll give everybody a minimum of 3 minutes. And if you're really good, we'll let you go longer. So if there's a subject that you want to just tee off on tonight, have at it. And feel what?
Can I call in? What's that number?
No.
I want to go off on you.
No, I'm sure you do. But it's your opportunity to just get whatever you got on your mind off your chest tonight. And just, I mean, if you want to just kick the New World Order in the teeth, tonight is the night to do it. So 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443. On Friday night of this week, we're going to have the big Young Guns Roundtable, where we'll go through the news and for the week and all that. And we got lots of good stuff for you tonight. Going to talk about Ron Paul winning more straw polls. We are now members of a cult, those of us who support Ron Paul. We'll talk a little bit about that. I did get the funniest piece of email spam today. And I saw this earlier, and I just I about fell on the floor when I saw it. You know, because you get so much spam regarding other portions of your body. Tonight, the piece of spam I get is become completely happy with the way your breasts look. And me personally, I've had this concern. So it was spam just at the right time. Because I hate that stuff. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, I've set up new email addresses within like an hour. They're getting spammed. These people are getting so clever with the way that they're doing stuff. Absolutely insane. But we're going to talk about Ron Paul and a bunch of other stuff. Money-wise, the Ron Paul campaign up to $931,622.09 for this month. That's a bit behind. Well, it's way behind. We should already be way past the million mark, almost to 2 million at this point. But they'll go over. They had a pretty big day today. So tomorrow, hopefully, if it's big again, that'll put them over the million mark. And so we can hopefully get onto this up to 4 million. But I've noticed each day the amount has crept up just a little bit. So maybe we're ready to go. And just the month starts out slow, and everybody as the month goes on. Oh, we need to meet this goal. But a lot of good news about Ron Paul, and the negative articles are starting to come out about Ron Paul, which shows that he is really starting to have an effect. And so we'll talk about that some too, and the fact that we're all cult members. That and oh so much more coming up on tonight's broadcast, plus You Rant. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Mouseketeer roll call time as we check into the chat rooms. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's You Rant Night tonight. We're already getting folks lined up to rant. 800-313-9443. I'll give you 3 minutes, and if you're really good, you get the bonus round. And however long that is, I don't know. But minimum of 3 minutes to just tee off on whatever subject you want to tee off on, as long as we're as we're clean and we don't use any naughty words. But everybody, let's some housekeeping here, roll call time. As we head to the Republic Broadcasting chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, right there on the front page, you'll see a little link that says chat. And click it, and boom, you're right in there. And you can pick a name and register real quick, and you're in. Let's see, we got Catherine, and she's in there chatting. Hello, Catherine. Deke66, Electric Guy 2000, just joined in right now. John G, DDI, Lynn, Mr. Michael Herzog hanging out. Good deal. I like to see Mike in there. We've got Rob in there, Rogue Dolphin, Rowdy One, Suzette, and 1B. And then over in the Midnight Rider chat room, we got a whole host of folks. Amoral Fat is in there, Antonio, Calvin, Deidre, Doug, Mac Daddy, JD Spido, Josh, What happened to Rockefeller? He left. I guess the life extension technology wore off. KBB, Chris Lee, Little Cutie, Michael Vale is in there. Retro NL, Sally Struthers is in there. She's fresh back from a trip to Africa. Sweet Kitty, Sidetracked, and the 00 Viper is in there as well. So hello to everybody in the chat rooms. Thanks for joining us on the program tonight. Let's go straight to the telephone. John in Connecticut, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, Mike. Just happened to come in across your show there again tonight. Yeah, I'm kind of ranting and raving about something that happened on Sunday here. Up in Litchfield, Connecticut, little small town, nothing much happens here except on Sundays we go and we protest the war. There's war protesters and there's 9/11 protesters. Some of the people who protest the war don't, associate with us. We went up there with this big banner, huge big banner, like you'd see at a motorcycle track. And it says on the banner, the Bush regime engineered 9/11. Well, it created holy murder. And we had all these guys, the veterans, came over and said, that's disgraceful. How dare you put up a banner like this? And rednecks went by in trucks with wood in the back and said, whoever made that sign's an asshole, you know. And I said, I made it. I'm going to make 6 more just for that. Anyway, a few more people turned up with a lot of thumbs up, a lot of beeping horns. But there's a guy across the street. They call him Ziggy. He's on the other side. He's dressed in a pajamas that looks like the American flag. I call it his pajamas. He's carrying a huge American flag. He's from Bosnia-Herzegovina. He drives a beat-up old pickup truck with 2 huge flags on it, American flags, and he calls us communists, shouts across at us. And we had a few friends here. I'll give you a website. One of my friends has just got it online. I'm kind of plugging this now,
sure.
I know. But it's a Constitution in Crisis. I think it's .com or .org, but either one, you'll find it. And what I'm trying to basically beg is here tonight. I want to beg people. We need numbers up on the Litchfield Green in Connecticut next Sunday at 12 to 12:30. If you can arrive there with every banner, please, please, I am begging people. Let's really make a stand there. We can do this. If there's anybody in the Connecticut area, please, I'm begging you on my knees, get down here and help us this Sunday. Now, okay, have I finished ranting and raving on that? Am I over my 3 minutes?
I'll give you an extra minute, John.
Okay, we've got one more, kind of a PSA.
There's a
symposium in Hartford, Connecticut.
All right.
One-day symposium, West Hartford, Connecticut, November the 3rd, 2007. The website for it all is www.911hartford.org. And this will be, you join us for an authoritative one-day symposium exploring the questions that still surround the events of September 11, 2001. Our intention is to bring the undisclosed stories, testimonies, and evidence concerning 9/11 into the mainstream public discourse. It is our belief that an educated public will demand new investigation and will ultimately lead to our larger goals of justice and redress for the countless victims of 9/11 and its aftermath. Speakers include William Pepper, Richard Gage, Institute of Architects, Stephen Jones, John Feel Good Foundation, and many others. And Sophia, the director of groundbreaking film 9/11 Mysteries. I'm probably over my time.
So you're going to have a full load of folks there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a big symposium. Goes on it's at the St. Joseph College, Carl Arantino Center, Hoffman Auditorium, 1678 Asylum Avenue, West Hartford, Connecticut. And I think it'll be, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with lunch and dinner. So it's a big thing. Yeah, I might give you this another plug, as it gets closer, if you don't mind me calling your show.
Please do. Please do. Okay. We want to hear about that stuff.
Okay. And again, once again, I'm pleading for people to Litchfield, Connecticut, with signs and as many friends. Bring busloads of people. Bring your brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers,
Off your duffs and bring your best stuff.
We don't care if you're black, white, red, green, or yellow, baptized in the church, or born in the bordello. Just get here.
That's right. All right, John, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. All right. Joel in Wisconsin, are you warmed up, sir?
How do you do?
Pretty good. Are you ready to rant?
I am ready to rant. I appreciate the time.
Well, your 3 minutes starts
right now. And I welcome you, and I welcome you to interject or ask me questions.
I will feel free to do so. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I've been calling into radio stations for several years because my perception of what happened on 911 goes a little further than the people that are normally looking into it, the so-called truth seekers. I don't necessarily trust them, because what I saw on 911 was the deception went so deep that I don't believe there was any planes at all. Any of the four alleged aircrafts that crashed and disintegrated, and that was the official story, I don't believe they were there. I believe that was just a made-up story to start. Well, I can't answer why, but the deception, and everybody knows that pays attention, that the holes in the official story are like a spaghetti strainer. There's enough holes in that story to make anyone start questioning just about anything about it. But the one area that they avoid is whether or not there was planes, because they're all pretty much convinced that there was planes. And if there was planes, then we were attacked. But if there wasn't planes, we weren't even attacked. And that's where I'm taking it.
Well, let me ask you, I'm going to interject here, Joel.
Sure, go ahead.
How do you explain, then, the number of eyewitnesses who say they saw and heard planes?
Number one, how many were there?
There's countless numbers of them.
How many?
There's countless. I've talked to some of them on the air.
Well, you talk to people on the air that you don't know whether they're witnesses or not. And could you name one?
Well, I've right offhand, no, but I mean, I've talked to a list of them.
So, number one, I don't really have to explain the witnesses that you can't name, because...
I mean, come on, hold on. Now that's dodging the question.
You asked me a question, yes?
I asked you the question. I said, how do you explain... I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of people that morning there in New York City,
yep,
that say that they heard planes.
But you can't
they're
name...
Direct hold on. They're direct eyewitnesses in the towers that said they saw the plane coming toward the tower.
All right.
How do you account for this? I mean, don't say that they're all involved in the conspiracy or anything like that, because that just ruins your credibility right there. Here's my point in this.
It's number one, it's not my duty to explain that. Number one, you're asking me to explain something that's not necessary. What I want to explain, I want the people down the air to look at the footage, and that's all we have. The only evidence that we have is the footage. And if you can believe that footage is accurate, then you can imagine that there was people that saw it. But
But your second question, my second question then, using your argument, if you're saying that that's not important, then why is it important whether there were planes or not?
I never said it wasn't important. I said it's not my duty to explain that.
I know, but here's my point. Is it important at all whether there were planes or no planes?
Of course it is.
Why? This building still came down regardless.
Because we were not attacked. That's why the whole concept is false. The absolute 100% whole concept that we were attacked is false. That's why it is important, and that's what
Let's get to your evidence. How do you know that there were no planes?
Because there is no evidence. The only evidence we have is the footage, and if you look at that, you can see how fake it is. If you look
according,
at that,
according, according to who? Your background in television production and video analysis is what?
Sir,
I'm asking the question.
You're asking me a loaded question.
Your background in video analysis is what?
My answer to your loaded question is I have common sense. And if you look at that footage and if you can't with common sense recognize that hollow aluminum airplane wings cannot penetrate steel and concrete, then there's something wrong with your common sense.
All right. Time's up, John. Joel, thanks for the call. Golly. I don't even know why I entertained it. I mean, look, this whole plane, no plane thing is so not important. And the fact is that every one of these people that come up with this planes, no planes nonsense, they always want to talk about this. They want to talk about that. When you ask them specifically the question, where's your knowledge of video analysis? They don't know anything about it. They say it's all fake. I have a background in television production It ain't fake. I've talked to people who saw the planes hit. Heard explosions in the building. That's enough for me, folks. Back in just a minute with more.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
If you want to rant, but my gosh, you know, this whole thing about the no plane thing. Go ahead, take it to the American people and tell them they're stupid and what they saw was a lie and watch them laugh. You expect people that saw with their own eyes something to say that what they saw didn't exist. That's, I mean, is the fakery possible? Yeah. Is it likely on the fly? Uh-uh. Sorry. Ain't gonna happen. My second thing to you is, where is the freaking sound system? Because you also had people who didn't see it but heard the planes. Oh, yeah, they're into conspiracy too, I know. And I've debated these people. I've talked with these people about this no planes thing. And I have tried to be open-minded and listen to this stuff. But once it starts, it doesn't stop. That's all these people want to talk about. They don't, in the end, you get this stuff going on about the no planes thing. In the end, they don't give a rat's butt about America and the fact that it's crumbling down from within. All they want to do is talk about their pet theory and their research. And I've debated these guys on the air. And I've turned these guys inside out. They sit and will make claims about their theories and stuff, and they have no basis in fact, have done very little research. I mean, I had one person tell me to go look at their website about no planes, and their website says that Nazi UFOs hit the World Trade Centers. Look, our country is in deep trouble. It's not important anymore how many planes hit the towers. It's not important whether there were planes, no planes, UFOs, space beams, whatever. The fact is, those towers came down. They were blown up. That's a fact, folks. And why it was pulled off, in my opinion, was to launch the last stage of this plan that was drawn up a long time ago to bring this country down. I'm tired of arguing pet theories and all kinds of crap. We don't have time for it. So I'm going to agree to disagree with you, no plane folks. But if you're concerned about our country, you'll get off this crap. Have your theory. That's fine. Debate your theory. That's fine. But at least have some facts together. Come on. I mean, I talked to Jim Fetzer and Judy Wood about the space beams, and they said there was no molten steel. It was final RBN show that Fetzer had here. And I called in. And I said, what about the molten steel? They told me, oh, it didn't exist. I said, look, there's numerous Red Cross workers who said that the workers were changing their boots out every 12 hours because the soles were melting. Oh, they were in on the conspiracy. Come on, you know, that's the lamest answer I think I have ever heard in my freaking life. Aaron in Colorado, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on tonight?
The last caller, I'm sure he's a 9/11 truther, but his details were sketchy. But with nanotechnology, and you know, we don't know what's going to happen down the line. But our government is lying to us. Do I get 3 minutes to rant and rave?
Yeah, we might have to hold you over for the break, so if you'll start now, you'll get 2 minutes to start, right now.
Okay. Well, I'm conflicted. I've seen what the illegals have done to our country, and what they do to, like, I used to live in a trailer park, and I moved up, worked hard, worked two jobs, went to school, to college, graduated, bought my house. The illegals that invaded that trailer park, I know, you know, that's where they start from the bottom. I did too. But now there's cars everywhere, fridges everywhere, there's crime everywhere. The cops don't even go there. I moved out to a house. I mean, citizens like me, middle class, move away from that. We don't want illegals. We don't want crime. We don't want that. But I'm for borders. I want borders up, but then do we want borders that lock us down so we can't get out of here? I'm confused on the issue, but I do want illegals out of here, deported, and then look what we did to the Indians. I mean, it's a tough call. I want the Constitution, and we made... I'm not sure where I stand on all this, but I do want borders up. I want to protect the Constitution.
You want these guys gone and out of our hair.
Well, I just see what they've done to it. It's right. Not illegals. Well, look, illegals come here to make a better living, but they're
exactly.
from third world countries living in cardboard boxes. That's what they're doing. Then they come over here and live 15, 20 to a house, and then they use that third world country that they came from and use that here. It's not upright citizens from Mexico, and everybody knows that Mexico is the biggest crime syndicate around besides America.
Yeah, they're huge. I don't think they're teaching our officials some
things. I had a question to you.
Sure, real quick. Hold on right there, and we'll grab it on the break after the break. Stay right there. 800-313-9443 if you want to join in. It's You Rant Night tonight. Pick a topic, but please, no more no planes. You rant, 800-313-9443. Back around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
If you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight on the internet, on KU Satellite, you know, beaming down from 22,000 miles above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit. Glad you're listening. And also to all the micro operators out there that are broadcasting this signal and this message out to people all over America. Hello to everyone listening on an FM radio station out there across the Fruity Plain. And my total, total appreciation to all of you guys and gals who are operating micros. This is a big help. Big help to what we're trying to do. We're trying to get more people out there who are interested in a micro station. Let's go back to Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, you had a question?
Yeah, question, Mike. I've only been in this movement for like 5 or 6 years, researched it thoroughly. Believe 9/11 was an inside job. I've given out I lost count, over 2,500 DVDs and videotapes, and tried to spread the word everywhere. Lost my family. They think I'm nuts. Lost my girlfriend of 5 years. She's tired of it. The last about 8 months, I'm getting tired and drained. I tried to email Killtown to see what his thinking is, and I can't even find his address. It's disappeared. John Stattmiller said we need to quit focusing on 9/11. I'm still convinced 9/11 will bring this down, but I'm in the trenches. I'm running out of gas, Mike.
Mike,
I'm running out of gas.
I understand. Well, let me give you some advice. Take a break. Every soldier in a battle gets R&R. Take a break. Take some time off. Shut the computer off. Stop the research. Walk away. And come back later on. And you'll find that you'll have new energy to do it. As 9/11 has been the central core issue, it's the thing for most people today that's tangible. I mean, when you look at it, you know, 40% of Americans, Bush and Clinton have been the only presidents they've known. So, I mean, we're talking about a fairly young group of folks. So 9/11, very tangible for them. Would it be the thing that would bring this country back? I don't think so, and I'm going to tell you why. As long as we have the current system in place the way it is, we can have investigation after investigation after investigation. It's going to end up just like the Kennedy assassination, where regardless of the evidence that's presented, we're going to come back with one shooter. It's happened three times in the Kennedy assassination. This would be no different. We have the exact same crowd.
Am I still on, Mike?
In charge now. Yeah, you're still there. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
We have the exact same crowd in power now that we had then. And so I don't see any difference. The way we get justice for 9/11 is we get this country back, and then we hunt these bad boys down.
You make a fabulous point there. But if you Google and research or see the videos, the WTC protests, the Bilderberg protests, they're all young kids. And yes, they might be motivated, but they're young kids doing that.
Right.
And in armies, and they're getting gassed, tasered, pepper sprayed, shot, abused,
tortured. I think part of the problem, Aaron, is that with these young kids is they know about 9/11, but that's all they know. And they don't I ask these kids, why did 9/11 occur? They can't answer me. They can tell me everything about Building 7. They can tell me all this stuff because they've done a lot of research on it. They just don't quite understand yet that there's a whole background of stories and
I think you misconstrued my point.
Okay, well then I'll let you restate it.
Well, because a lot of these young crowds are used by the environmentalists, the green area. They're being brought in with liberal college ideas, and so I'm not suggesting that there's a 9/11 crowd of teenagers out there, but what I am saying is it's the younger crowds that are actually doing the footwork for the movements. So actually, you just answered my question with my question to you, because the older generations, the World War One and World War Two fighters, and the North Korean, the Korean fighters, they're, I guess, figuring it out. So I'm just learning something here by asking you a question. Maybe we should drop or settle down on the 9/11 issue a little bit, because the aged in control, they're not going to go with 9/11. They're not. The McCains,
right.
The Bushes, the Gores, the Kerrys. Ron Paul even won't come out with it, and that's cool because he doesn't want to be a tin hatter. I lost my family and my girlfriend, but damn it, the 43% was what I read believes that the government story on 9/11 didn't happen the way the government said. 43%. Should we drop 9/11 as an issue? Should I quit dropping tapes? What's going on?
No, you said take a vacation,
but...
Hold on. Okay, you're saying you're tired. You're out of gas. Take a break. Everybody's got to take a break. This stuff will drive you stark, raving mad. I mean, I know because I deal with it just like you. I deal with it every day. I do two shows a day. I'm pouring through this information two times a day. It will drive you literally insane. You have to walk away from it.
Is it
Take
the Matrix?
Time off.
Is it the Matrix syndrome? Should we call
no.
it the Matrix? Because no, like in the movie The Matrix, you figure out the truth, so then you have to make a decision. So you have to make the turn. Do you take this pill? Do you take that pill?
And you've already taken the pill. They didn't always stay in the Matrix fighting. They went back to the Nebuchadnezzar from time to time and rested and relaxed and ate the goo. I mean, so that's what you've got to do. In a case when they went back to Zion, you've got to take a break. You've got to have some R&R, clear your head, walk away from this. I'll tell you what, one of the best things I did, I took too many vacations this summer, one for 4 days, and one for three, all over the space of a weekend with a couple of days on the other side. The second one I took was 3 days. No telephone, no internet,
no
news.
I love that.
It was great. I mean, I came back fresh, rested, ready to go. I mean, my concern was, do I sleep an extra hour or do I get up and have my cup of coffee now? That was my worry. And you've got to walk away from it from time to time and just recharge your batteries.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, I've got calls lining up. One other question.
All right. Well, I understand that, and that sounds like great advice, and I appreciate your time. You've answered my questions here. But then I come back, and John Steadmiller is saying we need to not talk about 9/11. I wasn't off of vacation. I just heard that, and I'm like, you're my general. You're the general. And you're saying, what? He wants to. I know he wants to focus on the superhighway and the other things, get everybody focused in on that, but I heard, what? I've just given my life up for 9/11.
Yeah, I
hear
I know,
the general
I know.
Say that now. I know
well,
we slipped.
But John and I and other talk show hosts like it, we're not generals. We're people just like you. It's our opinion.
All right.
You derive the information and you hear it how you want to, and take the action based on what you hear. It's your decision. You're your own general. We're a movement of one man movements. And
that's
you are your own general. And that's,
but some of us grunts are getting tired, Mike, so we count on you for information. We count on you to do double duty on the Internet. We count on you to hear the truth. So we fall and you fall, but we count on you. You're heroes. So keep it up. Keep it up.
We'll do it, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Guys, you're your own general. You see the smoke, run to the fire. And take a break. You've got to. I mean, you absolutely, positively got to. I know I've talked to people who it just overcomes them, and they have just got to walk away. Your families need it, because there's just so much time spent on this. I literally invest 18 hours a day into this. I run a small Patriot Radio Network that's pretty much on the Internet. A few micros are starting to pick us up. I do that 18 hours a day plus two shows a day. And I do it because it's my duty, it's my responsibility. But I'm not a general, I'm not a leader. I'm just a guy in Oklahoma that thought I needed to do something. And so I stood up and I said something to add my voice to the choruses of voices, just like you. I'm no different. We've all got our role in this. And I'm just sitting here, I'm telling you what I think, I'm telling you what I see. What you take out of it is up to you, and I encourage you, please, don't take me at my word. Please go look the information up. Go look it up. And most of all, love your family. Keep them first. Because if you give it all up, then you've defeated the reason for fighting. And it's just important that you keep them in mind. I'm not saying walk away from it. I mean, when I first started doing this, my wife thought I was Looney Tunes. And then I let her start hearing some of the guests I was talking to. I'd talk to them afterwards. And she started listening. She found out these are regular people. And she slowly started turning around. And she now supports what I do. But a year ago at this time, she thought I was stark raving mad. She and her parents were trying to figure a way out to get me checked out. Very true. Wes in Idaho, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I didn't think it was going to be on this quick. I'm not really going to rant, but this guy that called in a little earlier talking about no airplanes, I've heard a few others say the same thing, holograms, but they're not calculating that those planes were coming in at 500 miles an hour.
And 180 tons.
I don't know exactly what the physics equation would be, mass times velocity or whatever, but most certainly those airplanes would have crashed through the first outer walls of the trade centers, which is what they did. They didn't really come through the other side. A few small pieces did come through the other side, but they most certainly broke into the buildings.
Yeah, they most certainly did.
And I also wanted to say that for a real understanding of the Bible, these Jews are not Israel of the Bible. They do not fit the Abrahamic covenant. There's plenty of other examples in the Bible that show that they are not the Israel of Scripture. And until we truly understand that, we're not going to understand our Bible. And just as 9-1-1 was a blood libel against the Muslim people, so is a Holocaust of 6 million a blood libel against the German people.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
Wes, I appreciate the call. Vicky in Idaho. You guys in Idaho are busy tonight.
I thought
there was only one phone in Idaho. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, well, we're taking turns. I'm doing fine, thanks.
What's on your mind? Are you here to rant?
No, I'm here to tell the young guy that called not to get discouraged, you know, because all of your family thinks you're nuts. I think if you were to be able to talk to most of the people in the 911 truth movement, they would all say the same thing. I know my family thinks I've, you know, gone off the deep edge. But and another thing too is that the people that are going off on these what fringe theories, you really need to look at what's the motivation there. We've all been working on this, you know, since it happened in 2001. That's 6 years. Why are they still trying to get people to believe one particular theory on how those two buildings fell? What's the point? When the real purpose is really to get an investigation.
Right, and in my opinion, to get a successful investigation and successful justice, is we have to totally change our system.
Right, and there is so much evidence beyond that.
Right.
And there is so much bigger of a story, just like you said. You know, there are reasons that that happened. Just because, you know, we know that their theory, the official theory, is absurd. What people that are serious about this have been doing is trying to find out the real reason behind it. Why did it really happen? What was the real goal?
Yeah.
And you can only
What do you think's the goal?
I think it was done. This is complicated. The North American Union. If you go back and you look at Philip Zelikow's, catastrophic terrorism as a national policy, or
right,
something like that. What they were talking about is a market-based government, which basically was dissolving our government and replacing it with a networked government of public-private partnerships, which is fascism or communism, whichever way you choose to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how many contractors there are running our government, basically the corporate contractors are running our government. We don't really have a government like we think we do.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at that and with the Trans-Texas Corridor and who's working on the Trans-Texas Corridor police surveillance system, that's Lockheed and the communist Chinese military via
mm-hmm.
Hutchison Whampoa.
Right.
So, I mean, and I, you know, if I had my notes in order, I could give you the whole thing, but
You're doing quite fine, hon. You're doing quite fine.
I do have it on my website. It's www.channelingreality.com. And if you look at the North American Union section, I have a September 11th page as to how it relates to the North American Union, how September 11th and the North American Union are tied together.
But, well, I agree with you in that assessment, because the whole idea in my mind is that this launches the final stage of the plan that they have to bring this country down. They form the regional government. You have regional governments form across the world, then hemispheric governments, and then a one world government is what they
are. Yeah. And if you look at what George Tenet did in the 1990s, he basically gutted the CIA mm-hmm. with early retirements, and then he replaced all those people with puppies, and he set up a Bin Laden desk. And right. I think the Bin Laden desk, the whole purpose there was to build the paper trail.
Sure.
And I think the whole war in the Middle East, it's about two things. It's about a Middle East free trade area, and it's also as a distraction, because look at everything that's happening to our country. It's basically being torn apart, but nobody is looking that ever. You know, all the news is focused on Iraq.
Indeed it is. Vicki, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Great points. Going to grab a break. Back in just a minute, our number 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. It's You Rant Night. Right here on the Midnight Rider on RBN.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Got my spine, I've got my own.
here on the Midnight Rider. Man, this is going by. This hour's going by really quick. Thanks for your calls. More if I'd love to hear from you. It's You Rant Night here on the Midnight Rider, where it's your say. You 3 minutes to everyone. Boom. You say what you want to talk about as long as it's clean. Let's go to John in Connecticut. John, hello. You're on.
Hey, Mike. That guy who called in about the planes not hitting the towers, I have a friend locally who is into the same kind of theory or whatever, and you know, that's fine, but I want to play you a video clip from a Channel 4 documentary. You'll hear the audio, right? I'm going to hit it right.
How long is the clip?
It's not going to be that long. He's going to get right into it. I have it queued up. Are we okay?
We got about 2 minutes.
All right. Cut me off if it's too long. Let's hit it.
Okay.
Outside, you know, now it's sort of a parking lot in the middle of the street, and everybody's out looking up at the Trade Center, and most people are just saying, oh, isn't that terrible? Oh, that's a shame. Oh, what's going on? And I'm thinking, oh, it's more than a shame. It's my people up there. It's like, you know, it's like you viewing your children, and you know that it's a real serious situation, and you're not quite sure if they're going to get out or not. As I'm standing there and all of these things going through my mind, I'm watching a plane come in from the Statue of Liberty. And as the guy got closer and closer, I'm saying, oh, you know what? He must be here to drop water. So as this plane starts coming closer, I'm wondering, where's the water? It doesn't look like one of these water planes. And I remember the engines just roaring, and I can kind of hear this guy like hit the throttle. And all of a sudden, he starts to dip his wing.
It's good or what, isn't it? A little more.
There was like a double thump. There was a bang, thump, and...
Okay, I'll just leave it at that for now, because I think I made my point there.
Yeah, there's an actual eyewitness, but they're part of the conspiracy, John.
The guy was from Eurobrokers. He was a black gentleman, and he survived. He had just left the building. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of other eyewitnesses like that. So the gentleman who's saying no planes hit the tower, I think the eyewitness who's not, he's not even in the 9/11 movement. He's just somebody who was on the ground that day.
Right.
The Jimmy Walters has led a lot of people astray with his, the blue screen or green screen theory. And it needs to be dismissed.
I concur with that assessment. I concur with that. A lot of people have been led down the garden path. I mean, people are free to have their own theories and stuff, but...
I just wanted to pull that clip up, Mike, just to let people see that, or hear. I guess if you could see the gentleman, the look in his face, he's not,
I'm sure there's even more impact to it. John, I appreciate the call.
Okay, glad to help.
Call him back. I mean, folks, it's time to stop with the theories. I mean, it's time for action. We've done all the research we need to do. It's time to take our country back. And I think that is the key thing that we have to remember, and it has to start with each one of us. And it has to start with us getting over the fear. And fear drives so many. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. Just on the other side of the break, we're going to talk with Daniel in Canada, plus you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
It's true.